This song has two distinct sections, a section A and a section B. Section A is made up of measures 1 through 4. Section B is made up of measures 5 through 8. And we have a repeat of section A for measures 9 through 12. Let's take a look at the first four measures. Here's what they sound like. Let's start with just measures 1 and 2. Here they are by themselves. Now we're in the key of C, and I'm actually starting with a C chord shape in my left hand. You don't need the entire C chord, but you can hold it down regardless. That means you'll have finger 2 on the 4th string 2nd, and finger 1 will be on the 2nd string 1st. We'll pinch the 4th and 2nd strings together, so the thumb will play the 4th, the middle finger will play the 2nd string. After those two hit together, our index finger will strike the 3rd string open. And notice that I'm keeping down the E and C, which are on strings 4 and 2 while I do that. So we'll pinch 4 and 2, and then 3rd, then do that again. Then next, everything goes open, so we'll play 4 and 2 open, and then the 3rd string, 4 and 2 open, and then the 3rd string. So this would be a G chord or a G7 chord. But all that to say, it's open. Next we have this. So what you're hearing there is the 4th string 3rd fret held down with the 3rd finger, and the 2nd string 3rd fret held down with the 4th. I keep that down while I pinch those two together using the thumb and middle. Keep them down, hit the 3rd string open, hit 4 and 2 together again, and then 3rd string open. So we have this so far. Then to wrap up measure 2, we go back to that C chord shape again and do what we did at the beginning. So that was 4 and 2 together, followed by 3rd, 4 and 2 together, followed by 3rd. And that's measures 1 and 2. Here they are again. Okay, let's take a look at 3 and 4.